B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Pei Vav. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Minayin lepiletes shichvas zera b'yoyim ha'shlishi shetehei tmeo. There's a din that when a couple have relations and the woman receives from the husband shichvas zera, if any of that zera is discharged from the body of the woman, then she is tmeo. And it's called, this is the tumma of plitas shichva zera, the emission of shichva zera. So the Mishnah says, how do we know that if the woman is pletes shichva zera on the third day after she received it, for example, if she received the zera at any time between nightfall on Motzah Shabbos, which is the onset of Sunday, until the end of Sunday day, then that would be called day one. Day two, day three, if she is poiletes any time on Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, she's going to be tmeo. If she sees on Wednesday, then she'll be tahira. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, heyu nechoinim l'shloishes yomim. So the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that they should prepare themselves for 3 days. They should abstain from relations for 3 days before Matan Torah. And then on the fourth day, well, there's going to be Matan Torah. And the reason they had to abstain for 3 days is in order that on the day of Matan Torah, there should be no problem, no tumma of Poiletes Shechva Zera. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. The second halacha of the Mishnah, Minayin shemarchitzin es hamilo b'yoyim hashlishi shechol yoyis b'shabbos. How do we know that on the third day after a little boy has the bris milah, that he's still included in the bracket of a chole sheyesh bo sakana, and even if it's Shabbos, one's allowed to wash him? Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, vayhi b'yoyim hashlishi b'yoyisam koyavim, that even on the third day after bris milah, they were still in pain from the Mila. So you see that the process of the Mila, the healing of the Mila, takes at least 3 days, and therefore one is allowed to wash the child even on Shabbos if it's within the first 3 days. The third halacha in this Mishnah, Minayin shekoishrin loshen shel zohiris b'roish soir hamishtalech. How do we know that before they sent the goat to the Azazel on Yom Kippur, that they would tie a loshen shel zohiris, a strip of red wool, onto its horns? Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, im yu chato'eichem kashonim, if your averus will be red, like a red thread called shoni, kesheleg yalbinu, they'll be whitened like snow. The next halacha, minayin lesicho shehi kishtia. How do we know that regarding Yom Kippur, anointing oneself is similar to drinking and is also on Yom Kippur? Afal pisha in raya ledovro, says the Mishnah, we don't have explicit proof. Zecher ledovro. However, there is an allusion to it from the Pasuk. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk that Hashem said, Vayilbash klolo kemadoi, that he will wear curse like a coat of armor. Vatovoi kamayim bekirboy, and it will come like water into his insides, v'chashemen ba'atzmoisov, and like oil into his bones. So you see that the Pasuk compares water, which is drunk, to oil that's anointed. So from here we have a zecher that sicho is kishtio, and the halachic ramification of that is that in the same way as you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, you're also not allowed to anoint yourself with oils on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Reisha deloikre belozo ben Azaria. The first din in the Mishnah that says that a woman is tomei 3 days if she's poiletes is not like Reb Elozar ben Azaria. According to Reb Elozar ben Azaria, she's only poiletes for 2 days. We're going to see that in the Gemara later. Sefer, the end of the Mishnah, or one of the cases later in the Mishnah that speaks about washing the child, Reb Elozar ben Azaria. That does follow the opinion of Reb Elozar ben Azaria. De'ik Reb Elozar ben Azaria, tahiro shemanele. If the Reisha would be, if the very first case would be Reb Elozar ben Azaria, like the next case is that marchitzin, then the halacha would be that minayin lepiletes shechvazera b'yoyim ha'shlishi shetei tahiro. According to According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Peiletes is only Tameo if she's Peiletes 2 days, on the day that she received the Zera and the day after that, but on the third day, she's Tahir. And the Mishnah says Tameo. So it seems that that first part of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So says the Gemara, Mandaloi Moike to Katanoi. There's always the option to say that the first case in the Mishnah is not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the second case is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If you don't want to say that within one Mishnah there's a Machlokes Tanoim, then you could say Tana Reisha Tahira. You could change the Mishnah, and instead of saying in the first halacha of the Mishnah that Peiletes B'yayim HaShlishi is Tameo, you could say Tahira, and then it follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. U'mayki lo lekula k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and then the whole Mishnah can be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. U'manda moikim k'tanoi, and if you're okay with the Mishnah being two different Tanoim, then Reisha Rabbonon, the Reisha is going to be those that argue with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and therefore Peiletes B'yayim HaShlishi is still Tameo. V'seifa, and the next halacha is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. Peiletes Shichva Zera B'yayim HaShlishi Tahira Divi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is what we mentioned, that if a woman receives the Zera from her husband any time on Sunday, then for 2 days, if she's Peiletes any time Sunday or any time Monday, she'll be Tameo, the Toma of Peiletes. But if she sees any Zera on Yom Shlishi, on Tuesday, she'll be Tohir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Rabbi Shmuel says that Peiletes is actually 3 days is Tameo. Only on the fourth day she's going to be Tohir, which means that if she received the Zera any time on Sunday, then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she'll be Tmeah for Peiletes, if she's Peiletes, if she has any discharge. And on Wednesday, she will be Tohir. And since the woman could have received the Zera either at the last moment on Sunday, just before the onset of Monday, which is Sunday night, or she could have received the Zera right at the beginning of Sunday, which is just after Motzei Shabbos, just at the beginning of Sunday. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that she will be Tahira if she sees any time on Wednesday, but if she sees any time on Tuesday, she'll still be Tameo, then according to Rabbi Shmuel, she will definitely be Tameo if she's Peiletes for at least the whole day 3, the whole day 2. Regarding day 1, it could be that she'll have the whole day 1, if she received the Zera at the beginning of the day, or she'll have none of day 1, and that's if she received the Zera right at the end of Sunday. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Po'omim shehein dalud oinois. Oino, the word oino means period, a period of time. In this context, oino means either a day or a night. The 12 hours of the day is called one oino. The 12 hours of the night is called an oino. So Rabbi Shmuel says sometimes she'll be Tameo if she's Peiletes for oinois, which means 2 full days. For example, if she received the Zera at the end of Sunday, right at the end of Sunday, then, but if she did receive it on Sunday, the last moments of Sunday, then Sunday she's not Peiletes. But if she's Peiletes, she'll be Tomei. But the time that she has to be Peiletes is day 2, which is Monday. There's 2 oinos in every 24 hours. And Tuesday, which is another 2 oinos. That makes 4 oinos. Pa'omim shein he oinos. If she received the Zera right at the end of the night of Sunday, right at the beginning of the morning of Sunday, then she has 5 oinos. She has Sunday day, which is 1 oino. She has Monday, 2 oinos. Tuesday, another 2 oinos, altogether is 5 oinos. Pa'omim shem vav oinos, and sometimes it will be 6 oinos. For example, if she received the Zera right at the beginning of Sunday, which is Motzei Shabbos straight after Shabbos, then she'll have 2 oinos of Sunday, 2 oinos of Monday, 2 oinos of Tuesday is 6 oinos. And all that is because Rabbi Shmuel holds that on day 4, even if she's Peiletes, she will be Tahira. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva has a different opinion altogether. He says we don't look at days. We saw, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, she received the Zera anytime Sunday, Peiletes Sunday and Monday, Tameo. Tuesday, Tahira. Rabbi Shmuel says Peiletes anytime Sunday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Tameo, Wednesday, Tahira. Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't depend on days, it depends in oinos. Rabbi Akiva omer le'olam, hey, it's always going to be 5 oinos. When let's call that 60 hours, 5 times 12 hours, 60 hours. For example, if she received the zera right at the end of the night of Sunday, then you have 5 oinos. You have Sunday day, the whole of Monday, the whole of Tuesday. If she received the zera, for example, an hour into Sunday day, then she will be tomei if she's poiletes into Wednesday night, 1 hour. So it will always be the amount of hours of 5 oinos. Those are the 3 opinions we've had so far. Omrua rabbonon kameida Rav Papa, v'omri lo Rav Papa l'rova. Either the Chachomim said in front of Rav Papa, or Rav Papa to Rava, bishleima Rebbe Loza ben Azaria, who says that she's poiletes for 2 days, and on day 3 she's tohir, k'rabbonon. Then they can hold like the Rabbonon. And this is now introducing another machlekes, and that's a machlekes, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yossi, regarding Matan Torah. Let's remember, the source that the Mishnah says, V'hoyu nechoinim l'shleishes yomim, was talking about Matan Torah. That there was a halacha, that the people, the men, the couples, had to abstain from relations before Matan Torah, in order that no woman should be tomei as of poiletes at Matan Torah. And there was now a machlekes, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yossi. According to the Chachomim, they say that everybody agrees, we're going to see this later in the Gemara, everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos, which means that on Shabbos there was no question of poiletes. The Rabbonon say that when did Prisha start? At what time were Klal Yisrael told to abstain from relations with their wives? On Yom Hei. On Thursday. So you have Thursday and you have Friday. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they hold like the Rabbonon, who say that on the third day is always going to be Tohir. So if they were told on Thursday to abstain, that means the last time a woman would have received the Zera is sometime on Thursday. Thursday is called day 1. Friday is day 2. Friday night, they would all go to the mikveh to be tohir from Plita's Shechva Zera. And Shabbos is already day 3, and they're going to be tohir. That follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Bishleim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Kerabonon de Omri Behei, which is Thursday, of Deprisha. That's when they abstained from relations before Matan Torah. Rabbi Shmuel, who says that on day 4 is Tohir, he holds Rabbi Yossi, the Omar, Bedalid of its Prisha. Rabbi Yossi holds that Klal Yisrael were told to abstain on Wednesday, which means that the latest time a woman would have received the Zera is on Wednesday. Wednesday day 1, Thursday day 2, Friday day 3, Shabbos is day 4, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is Tohir, so they would wait till Friday night, they would go to the mikveh then, and then on Shabbos, they would be Tohir for Matan Torah. Elo Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva, who says that there was 5 oinos from whenever they were told to stop, from whenever a woman received the Zera, 5 oinos, she's Tomei if she's Poiletes, and not more, not less, Keman, who does he follow? The Rabbonon and Rabbi Yossi, they're going in days. The Prisha, the Klal Yisrael were told to abstain either sometime on Wednesday or sometime on Thursday. Shabbos, they were Tohir. But where does 5 oinos come in? Who measures the amount of time that she's Tomeo by oinos? Says the Gemara, La'olam k'Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that when did they abstain? On Wednesdays. And how does that follow the Rabbi Akiva? K'da'omer of Adabar Ava. Because let's remember, we said before that Rabbi Yossi is following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that on day four, they're Tohir. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they abstained. And then they would be Tohir on Shabbos. But we said before, when we were discussing Rabbi Shmuel, we said that sometimes it could be 4 oinos. For example, if the woman received the Zera a few minutes before the end of day 1, let's call it, then you only have four oinos, day two and day three. And it could be five oinos if she received the zera just at the beginning of the day of day one. It could be six oinos if she received the zera at the beginning of the night of day one. The night is always before the day. So where do you have five oinos if you're following Rabbi Yossi? And Rabbi Yossi says the parisha was on Wednesday. Where do you have five oinos? Maybe they abstained the last moment of Wednesday. So you have the whole of Thursday, the whole of Friday. So according to Rabbi Shmuel himself, it's fine. Wednesday was day one. He just looks at days. Thursday, day two. Friday, day three. Shabbos Tohir. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that you need five oinos, abstaining on Wednesday does not guarantee that you have five oinos, because maybe they just abstained from the last moment of Wednesday. And then you only have Thursday and Friday, that's four oinos. Says the Gemara, Kadomar of Adabar Ava. He follows what Rav Adabar Ava said. He said that Moshe bahashkoma olo ubahashkoma yorad. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Hashem, to speak to Hashem, he went up early in the morning. Ubahashkoma yorad. And also he came down also very early in the morning. He went up and came right down at the crack of dawn. Bahashkoma olo. How do we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to speak to Hashem, he went up at the crack of dawn? Dichsiv vayashkim Moshe baboike. Vayashkim was hashkoma. He rose early in the morning. Vayal al Har Sinai. He went up to Har Sinai. Bahashkoma yorad. We know that he also came down very, very early. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, leich reid v'olisa atov aroin imoch. That go down and you'll come up onto Har Sinai, you and Aaron, your brother. And the Gemara says that from these two psukim, makish yirida le'aliyah, we learn the yirida, the coming down from the going up. Ma'aliyah ba'ashkom, in the same way as when he went up to speak to Hashem, he went at daybreak, as it says, vayashke Moshe baboike vayal. Af yirida ba'ashkom, so too when he came down very, very early. Now, when he came down and immediately told Klal Yisrael what Hashem told him to tell them. What did Hashem tell Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that day? Hashem told him, tell Klal Yisrael to abstain from their wives. So immediately at daybreak, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, abstain from relations from your wife. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if he follows this, you have the whole day Wednesday. Don't forget, we're following now Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Moshe came down on Wednesday with this instruction. So they had the whole day Wednesday. They didn't have the night because Moshe only came down with the instruction in the morning. First thing in the morning. So you had the whole oino of Wednesday. You had the two oinos of Thursday, the two oinos of Friday. You have five oinos, and even according to Rabbi Akiva, by the time Shabbos came, they were tohir if they were poiletes. Says the Gemara, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to come down mamash early at daybreak to tell Klal Yisrael to abstain from their wives? Did Rav Huna not say Yisrael kedoshim hem, Klal Yisrael, they are holy people, they do not have relations during the day? The time to have relations with one spouse is in the night. So if in any case they were not going to abstain on Wednesday, in the night of Wednesday, and Wednesday day in any case they were not going to have relations because Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, then why did Moshe have to come down very early and tell them to abstain from the beginning of Wednesday day? In any case, there would be no, that a woman would not receive any of the Zera on the day of Wednesday. Says the Gemara, Ha'omer Rava. Did Rava not say, Im hoyo bayis ofil muta? In some occasions, under some circumstances, if the room is dark, then even though Yisrael Kadoshim, one is allowed to have relations even during the day. V'omar Rava v'yitemer of Papa, Talmud Chochem. In the case of a Talmud Chochem, ma'afil b'taliso, he can cover himself over well and make sure that it's dark with a cloak or with a sheet. Umutar, and then it's mutter to have relations even in the day, because the Talmud Chacham is modest by nature. That's what Torah does to him, and therefore he will not gaze immodestly and inappropriately whilst he's having relations with his wife. And therefore, in those instances, either in a dark home or Talmud Chacham, they may have had relations even in the day. And therefore, Moshe had to come down very early at the beginning of the day to say, abstain. And that way you have five oinos, according to Rebbe Akiva, after which they would definitely be Tahir. Says the Gemara, so till now we've assumed that they are Tomei from, depending on according to Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yossi, from when they abstained, there was either 2 days or 3 days or five oinos, but either way, Peiletes on Friday would still make them Tomei, but on Shabbos they would be Torah, they received the Torah on Shabbos. When did they go to Tovel? On Friday night, when there was no more risk of any further Peiletes. Says the Gemara, if they went to Mikvah on Friday night, then we know there's a halacha of Tvul Yoim, which means that even though for some halachas, for most halachas, a person is Tohir after going to Mikvah, but for some halachas, it's called a Tvul Yoim, that even though a person who was Tomei went to the Mikvah, they only become totally Tohir by waiting till the end of the day. So if they went to the Mikvah on Friday night, when did they get the completion of their Tahara? Only on Matzah Shabbos, only at the end of that day. In which case, when they received the Torah, they were not totally Tahir, they were called Tvul Yoim. Says the Gemara, about Tvul Yoim Ninhu. If they Tovled on Friday night, then they received the Torah in a Matzah of Tvul Yoim. And what are you going to say? You're going to say, no, they Tovled before Shabbos, on Friday day. But that must mean that they were Tahir already on Friday. Because once they went to mikveh, we assume that after mikveh, even if she's peiletes, she's going to be tahir. So that's why she only goes to mikveh once she's definitely tahir. So if they went to mikveh on Friday day, in order that Shabbos should be after nightfall after the mikveh, which if they went to the mikveh on Friday day, then Friday night they are now totally tahir. Shabbos they received the Torah, completely tahir. But if you say they were totally Tohir already on Friday, that doesn't work with any opinions. According to Rebbe Akiva, you don't have five oinos. According to Rebbe Yossi, you won't have your 3 days. According to the Rabbanon, you won't have your 2 days. Everything won't work out. Abaya bar Ovin, Rav Chanina bar Ovin, Omra Tarvayu, they answer and say no. They went to Mikvah, they could have gone to Mikvah on Friday night. You're asking, they're going to get the Torah Tvul Yoim? Okay, Torah Nitna L'Tvul Yoim. Then we don't have any issue with Matan Torah being given to people who have been to Mikvah and are Tvul Yoim. The halachas of Tvul Yoim is only regarding Hekdush. To eat Kachim, there's a halacha that you need Harav Shemesh, you need to wait for the next nightfall. But to receive the Torah, they could have received the Torah like that. Yosef Mareima Ukomala Lahoshmaita. Mareima said over this dialogue that we just learnt. Omale Ravina Lamareima. Ravina said to Mareima, Nitno Kaomras, Eru Uya Kaomras. Was Torah actually given to Tvul Yoim? Or could it have been given to Tvul Yoim? What does that mean? Do we say that they actually Tovled on Matzah Shabbos, on Friday night, and then all those people that Tovled Friday night, they received the Torah as Tvul Yoim, because they only stopped being Tvul Yoim at the next Her of Shemesh, or the next nightfall, which is Matzah Shabbos. Is that what actually happened, or no? Because the halacha is that a woman can Tovel any time. The only thing will be that, for example, if a woman is Peiletes for 3 days, and at any time in 3 days she's Peiletes, she's Tmeah, she can go to the mikvah on day one or day two, and then she's completely Tahir. But if she sees any time after the mikveh, before the 3 days are over, she's going to be Tomei again. So the Gemara is asking, do we say that everybody went, all the women went to mikveh on Friday night, and then they were all Tvul Yoim? Or no, they all went to mikveh on Friday afternoon. And the truth is, had they been Peiletes any time on Friday afternoon after they went to mikveh, they would have been Tomei, and they would have had to Tovel afterwards. Had they Tovled afterwards, for example, on Friday night, indeed they would have been Tvul Yoim. But that would have only been those few women that would have been Peiletes after they went to mikveh. But everybody else that was not Peiletes after they went to the mikveh, then they received the Torah in a matzav of completely Tahir, not in a matzav of Tvul Yoim. So that's what he asked him. Nitnok Omrus, was the Torah actually given to Tvulei Yoim? Or Uyok Omrus? Or no, they were given to people who are not Tvulei Yoim, because they all toiveled on Friday afternoon. But Ru'uyok Omrus means, had it happened that somebody had to go to the mikveh because they were paletas after mikveh, and they had to go to mikveh on Friday night, then they would have been a Tvulei Yoim, and that would have been okay. Omar Le, Ru'uya Ka'amina. No. The truth is that they all toiveled on Friday afternoon, and that's why they were not Tvulei Yoim. But had somebody been paletas after the mikveh before the end of Friday, then they would have had to toivel again, because they would have become Tomei, and then they would have been Tvulei Yoim, and it's okay. And Rashi says that in truth, it didn't happen to a single woman. It was a tremendous miracle. All the women there, not a single one was Peiletes at the end of day two or day three or the fifth Oina, whatever you're going to call it, but none of them were Peiletes after they went to the mikveh. Asks the Gemara, V'litvulei Beina Shimsha, V'lekabli Teira, Beina Shimshi. According to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Belozov ben Azaria, that Peiletes is dependent on days, then day two according to Belozov ben Azaria, day three according to Belozov ben Azaria is Tohir, day four according to Rabbi Shmuel is Tohir. Either way, Shabbos was Tohir, and it doesn't really make a difference when on Shabbos. Shabbos they were Torah. Hashem chose to give the Torah in the day, not on Friday night. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that all dependent on oinois, how many times 12 hours there were, and he says it's five oinois, then they all toiveled on Friday night, then they should have received the Torah on Friday night. The fact that Hashem gave them the Torah Shabbos day, and that's six oinois after they were told to abstain. We saw before, according to Rabbi Akiva, when were they told to abstain? On Wednesday morning. You had Wednesday, the whole Wednesday day, two oinos of Thursday, two oinos of Friday, and you also had a whole oina of Friday night, till they got the Torah. They only got the Torah Shabbos day. From the fact that Hashem gave the Torah six oinos later, does that not tell you, Rabbi Akiva, that possibly Peiletes is Tomei for 6 days? For six oinos? Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says no. Rabbi Yitzchok says that the truth is they were Tohir already after five oinos. And as far as that's concerned, Hashem could have given the Torah on Friday night. And Hashem had a different reason he gave the Torah in the day. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Loi meirosh b'seisa dirbarti. At the beginning, when Hashem first gave us the Torah, I did not speak the words as a secret. Giving the Torah in the middle of the night would be as if it's a secret, as if it's something that's hush-hush. No, I'm giving it in the middle of the day, in broad daylight. Asks the Gemara, V'litbelu b'tzafra d'shabsa, v'lekabla Torah b'tzafra d'shabsa. According to Rabbi Akiva, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to come down right at the crack of dawn on Wednesday day to make sure that you have five oinois before the onset of Shabbos? No. Tell them sometime later on Wednesday to abstain anytime Wednesday, and then you'll still have five oinos, because you'll have two oinos of Thursday, two oinos of Friday, and the fifth oino being Friday night. And then Shabbos day, they got the Torah. So if you, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you need five oinos, and in any case you have the whole Friday night, they didn't get the Torah, why don't you let them just abstain anytime Wednesday, and they'll go to the mikveh on Shabbos morning, after having passed the five oinos, and they'll get the Torah Shabbos morning. Omer b'yitzchok shlo yehei halolu holchim lekabil Torah v'halolu holchim netvila. It's inappropriate that part of Klal Yisrael should be going to get the Torah, and part of the Torah Klal Yisrael should be going to Tovil. Hashem wanted that Shabbos morning, everybody should be going to get the Torah, and nobody should be going to the mikveh. Continues the Gemara. Omer b'chia b'rab abba omer b'yechanon. Zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. We've seen the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, we've seen the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and the truth is we've even seen the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. The three opinions we saw about Peiletes. Aval chachomim oimrim sheish oinois shleimois ba'inon. This is a fourth opinion. The chachomim say that Peiletes is tmeah six whole oinois. Six times 12 hours. According to these Chachomim, they must have held like Rabbi Yossi, that they abstained, that Hashem told them to abstain from Wednesday. He must have held, like we saw before from Rabbi Akiva, that Moshe came down right at the beginning, at the crack of dawn, at daybreak on Wednesday, to tell them to abstain. And then they had Wednesday day, two oinos of Thursday, two oinos of Friday, and the first oino of Shabbos, which is Friday night, where had they been peiletes, they would have been tomei, according to these chachomim. And then, and therefore, Hashem waited till Shabbos day to give them the Torah, not because of loy mirosh b'seisa dibarti, but because of peiletes. And they went to mikveh, everybody went to mikveh Shabbos morning, all those that were peiletes went to mikveh Shabbos morning, and then they received the Torah, because before Shabbos morning they couldn't go to mikveh because they'll be peiletes, six oinos. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda, machlekes shepirusha minoisho. All these machlekes that we saw now, these different opinions as to how long is a woman tomei if she's peiletes, that's all if the zera comes out from the woman. If it's a discharge from the woman, then it's either 2 days, or 3 days, or five oinos, or six oinos. However, asks the Gemara, "Avol pirusha min ha'ish, what's the halacha when the zera comes out from, and it does originally, it comes out from the man? How long does the zera that's come out of the man, and let's assume it did not go into the womb of the woman, then how long is it tomei? Tameo kolzman shehilacho." Right, Rav Chisda said that there everybody agrees all the while that the zera is moist, it's matami. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked, it says in the pasuk, v'chol beged v'chol oir, any garment or any piece of leather, ashayia olav shichva zera, that will have on it shichva zera, v'chubas b'mayim v'tomi adoref, it's tomi. And the fact that it's called Shichva Zera, says the Gemara, Prat l'shichva Zera sheisrucha. The fact that it's called Shichvas Zera, what's the word Zera mean? It means something that can fertilize, something that has the potential of becoming, into growing into something, into conceiving, into a child. And that's why it's called Zera. But once the Zera can no longer be, is foul, once it's foul, and it's no longer got any value, at that point it's no tumah anymore. So you see from this pasuk, it's called shichva zera, prat, to exclude shichva zera shisrucha, if it's foul. That means even when it's moist, if it's already, even whilst it's still moist, if it's already foul, it will be toher. And that doesn't seem to go with what Rav Chisda said, that all the while that it's moist, it's going to be tomei. Why should it be tomei if it's already become foul? My love, Shapir Shomina Isha. Is this pasuk not talking about that if it was that this shichva zera was discharged from the woman, from the man, and nonetheless, even if it's moist, it'll be tohir if it's already foul? Says the Gemara, no. From a man, all the time that it's moist, it will be tomei. What I receive from this pasuk, that as soon as it's foul, it's tohir. Yeah, that's talking about when the zera gets discharged afterwards from the woman, then it depends on whether it's foul or not. And that's exactly the reasoning behind the argument of these chachomim. The question is, how long does the zera stay, that it's still fertile and able to conceive into a child after the woman received the zera? Is it five oinois, six oinois, 2 days? 3 days. Continues the Gemara. Boyer of Papa. If Papa had asked the following question. Shichva zera shel Yisroel. The zera of Yisroel. B'me'e kutis. In the womb of a kutis, of a goy. Mahu. Do we say that it's the same halachas as we saw till now? That after X amount of oinos, X amount of time, it becomes foul and then it's tohir? Do we say Yisroel only with Klal Yisrael, the do'igi b'mitzvahs, that they are very concerned and conscientious about doing all the mitzvahs, chovil gufayhu, and their bodies are very warm and het up, and therefore, after a certain amount of time, the zera becomes foul, and then it's tohir, and that is the amount of time that peiletes, shichva zera, is tomei. Akum, however, regarding a goy, deloy do you give a mitzvahs, they have no pressure and concerns about doing mitzvahs, loy, over there the bodies are not so hot, and therefore the zera does not become foul. Oy dilmor, maybe no. Kiven de ochlin shkotzim or amosim, since they eat abominable creatures or crawling creatures, and that also chovil gufayu, it heats up their bodies, and therefore, even with the goy, after a certain amount of time, the zera will become foul. V'imtim tzoloima, even if you're going to assume that kiven de ochli shkotzim or amosim, chovil gufayu, that the zera of a Yisroel in the womb of a goy will have the same type of length of time of that it can, that it stays zera, like in the womb of a Yisraelis, what's behema? What happens if there's zera of a Yisroel in the womb of an animal? Now, do we say that only isha d'isla proizdoir, a woman has a corridor, the vaginal canal that leads to the uterus, and therefore the air does not get there so much, and therefore masrachas, it becomes foul at some point. Aval behema, but with an animal, d'lesla proizdoir, the animal does not have this corridor leading up to the womb. Loi, over there the air gets to it, and the zera will not become foul. And then if the zera comes out of this animal, even after the times of Piletus, of a woman, it'll still be tommy. Oy dilma loishno, do we say that doesn't make a difference? And the Gemara says, teiku, we have to let that stand. There's no way of resolving that now. Says the Gemara, tonu rabbonon. B'shishi b'chodesh nitno aseres hadibros liYisrael. On Vov Sivan, Klal Yisrael got the Torah. Rabbi Yosi Omer b'shiva boy. Rabbi Yosi says that Matan Torah was on Zion Sivan, not on Vov Sivan. Omer Rava. Rava is now going to explain. The Kule Alma, everybody, the Chachomim and Rabbi Yosi agree. B'rish chodesh osu lemidbar Sinai. When did they come to Har Sinai, to the wilderness of Sinai? They came on Aleph Sivan, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. How do we know? Ksiv Hocha, it says here, Bayoim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. They came to the wilderness of Sinai, Bayoim Hazeh, on this day. Uksiv Hosom, and regarding Rosh Chodesh, it says in the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, this Chodesh is for you, the first of the months. In both Psukim, it uses the term Hazeh. Ma la'alon Rosh Chodesh, in the same way as HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem is obviously referring to Rosh Chodesh, Afkan, so too, the Hazeh, referring to the day they came to Midbar Sinai, Rosh Chodesh was also Rosh Chodesh. So everybody agrees they came to Midbar Sinai on Aleph Sivan. Udekule Alma, everybody agrees, B'Shabbos Nitno Torah LiYisrael. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Matan Torah was on Shabbos Chodesh. How do we know? Ksiv Hoche, it says here, the Aseres HaDibrois that were given to Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah, Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoy, remember Shabbos and to sanctify it. Uchsiv Hosom, and it says there regarding the day they came out of Mitzrayim, Vayom Moshe El Ha'om, Moshe said to the nation, Zocher Es HaYom HaZeh, remember this day. Ma La'alon B'Itzumi Shel Yom, in the same way as when we're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, said to Klal Yisrael, remember this day, today, this day you should remember. So the Zechira means, is you're told to remember something, but when are you told that you have to remember it in the future? When you're actually experiencing it the first time. Afkan, so to hear, when Hashem said, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoy, remember Shabbos, He was telling it to Klal Yisrael, today is Shabbos, remember today in the future. They were told to remember Shabbos on a Shabbos day itself. So that's no machlekas. Ki pligi, what are the Chachomim and Rabbi Yosi arguing about? Bekviyah de Yarcha. They're arguing when was Rosh Chodesh, what day of the week was Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yosi Sovar, Rabbi Yosi holds, Bechad b'shabo ikve Yarcha. He says that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. Ubechad b'shabo loy omar luv loy midi. And Moshe Hashem did not give Moshe Rabbeinu any specific instructions what to tell Klal Yisrael on that first Sunday. Why? Mishum chulsha d'urcha, they were exhausted from the way. We'll see later, Moshe Rabbeinu did actually start preaching to Klal Yisrael either the virtues of Torah, the reward of Torah, or the punishments of Torah. We'll see that later. But Hashem did not give an instruction to Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael anything. B'trei b'shabta, and we're in Rabbi Yossi, on Monday, which is now Beis Sivan, Omer Luhu, he said to them, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, under the instruction of Hashem, V'atem tiuli mamleches kernim, you are, Klal Yisrael, are going to be a kingdom of ministers, and all the psukim there. Bitlosa, on Gimel Sivan, which was on Tuesday, Omer Luhu mitzvahs hagbola, he told them the mitzvah of hagbola, don't go up to Har Sinai, you don't go beyond the boundaries that are set for you. Barba, on the Wednesday, on Dalet Sivan, Ovud Prisha, that was the day, according to Rabbi Yossi, that they abstained from relations with their wives. And then they abstained on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos was Matan Torah, as we've seen before. Rabbonon Tzavri, the Rabbonon, the Chachamim argued. They say, Betrei B'Shabta Ichkve Yarcha. Rosh Chodesh wasn't on Sunday, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, according to the Chachamim. Betrei B'Shabba, on that Monday, Lo Omar Luhu V'Lo Midi, Hashem did not give Moshe any instructions to tell Klal Yisrael anything. Why? Mishum Chul Shada Urcha, because they were exhausted from the journey. Bitlosa, on Tuesday, which was Beis Sivan, Omar Luhu, he said to them, Atem Tiuli, Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. Barba, on the Wednesday, which is Gimel Sivan, Omar Luhu Mitzvah Hagbola, he told them that don't go up to Har Sinai beyond the boundaries that you're allowed to. Behei, on Thursday, he told them, avoid Prisha, abstain from your wives. Thursday, Friday, they abstained. And Shabbos, they received the Torah, which according to the Rabbonon was Vav Sivan. And Yemir Tz Hashem, in the next sugya, we're going to continue from here.